Draft Code of Conduct for State School Board Members and Eligibility Requirements. Producers note, this document shows the logo of Te Tahuhu or Te Mātauranga, Ministry of Education. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 14th of November 2022. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. We are seeking your views on a draft mandatory code of conduct for school board members, and whether the current eligibility requirements for school board members are sufficient and fit for purpose. The Code of Conduct, Sections 166 to 169 of the Education and Training Act 2020, the Act, allow the Minister of Education to issue a code of conduct for state school boards that sets out the minimum standards of conduct that each member is required to meet. The Act also enables the Minister of Education, upon application from other board members, to remove a board member for a significant or persistent breach of the code. Individual boards of schools or CRA can decide to expand the minimum standards in this code to protect the special character, different character, or principles of Te Aho Matua and any special characteristics of the school or its community. The purpose of all school boards is to govern the school. Board members share the common objectives, as outlined in Section 127 of the Act. It is important that individual board members understand how to conduct themselves appropriately to promote these common objectives. We are seeking your feedback on a draft code of conduct for the Minister of Education to issue. The draft content of the code of conduct is as follows. I am honest and open. I act with high standards of professional and personal integrity. I am culturally responsive and fair. I do not act or advocate in a way that unjustifiably favors or discriminates against particular individuals, groups, identities, and interests. I actively promote a safe school environment. I speak up when I see unethical behavior in the school. I treat all concerns raised seriously. I encourage an open culture where all staff, communities, and students feel safe speaking up. I support my fellow board members and the character of my school. I follow the board's policies and procedures. I work with my fellow board members in a respectful way. If I am a board member of a designated character school or state integrated school, I act consistently with the school's character. I act consistently with Te Aho Matua where the school is a Karakawapapa Māori. I respect the principle of collective decision making. I recognize that only a member authorized by the board to do so may speak on behalf of the board. I do not act independently of the board's decisions. I treat all school staff with respect. I treat the principal, staff employed by the board, and volunteers, with courtesy and respect. I take responsibility for ongoing development in my role. I make myself available to undertake appropriate professional development, including a focus on Te Tiriti or Waitangi. I engage with our community in sensitive and appropriate ways. I work with my fellow board members to authentically engage with all people in our school community, including local Māori communities, iwi and hapu, fairly, impartially, promptly, and sensitively to help inform the decisions we make. I speak up for all students. I put students' well-being, progress and achievement first and foremost, unaffected by my personal beliefs or interests. I come prepared. I come to board meetings prepared to fully participate in decision-making. I use my position responsibly. I maintain confidentiality when I receive non-public information gained in the course of my duties and use it only for its intended purpose. I publicly represent the school in a positive manner and do not publicly disclose information that may be harmful to the school. I do not pursue my own interests at the expense of the school or community's interests. I do not seek gifts or favors. I follow our board policy procedures in relation to any offers of gifts or hospitality. I never seek gifts, hospitality or favors for myself, members of my family or other close associates. I am politically impartial in my role as a board member. Irrespective of my political interests, I conduct myself in a way that enables me to act effectively under current and future governments. I do not engage with or campaign for a political party or candidate in my capacity as a school board member. I meet statutory and administrative requirements. I act in accordance with all statutory and administrative requirements relevant to the role of the school board, including as an employer, and will seek guidance and support if and where required. I identify and manage conflicts of interest. I identify, disclose, manage and regularly review all interests. I become familiar with, and follow, all conflicts of interest requirements, including those of the board, the school, and all statutory requirements. Support for school boards to implement the new code. Boards will be supported by guidance and advice from local Ministry of Education staff and the New Zealand School Trustees Association, NZSTA. School board member eligibility requirements. It is important that school boards members are fostering safe environments for students and school staff. Schedule 23 Clause 9 of the Act lists certain people who are not eligible to become school board members. Those people who are not eligible include undischarged bankrupts, and people who have been sentenced to imprisonment, or who have been convicted of a crime punishable by 2 years or more, and who have not yet completed their sentence or served the penalty imposed on them. We are interested in hearing your thoughts on whether there should be any changes to these eligibility requirements. How you can provide feedback. Please email your comments and feedback on the draft code and whether eligibility requirements are sufficient and fit for purpose to schoolboard.consultation@education.govt.nz. Feedback on school board member ineligibility criteria will remain open until the 21st of November. Feedback on the draft code of conduct will remain open until the 4th of December. Privacy information. The Privacy Act 2020 contains principles about the collection, use and disclosure of information about individuals. Any personal information you supply in your submission will only be used for developing advice relating to the code of conduct. After this consultation is complete, we will publish a feedback summary based on the submissions. This summary will be anonymized. Submissions are official information. Submissions you make become official information. The content of submissions can be asked for under the Official Information Act 1982, OIA. Under the OIA, we must make information available unless there is good reason for withholding it. Contact us at schoolboard.consultation@education.govt.nz. If you have any objections to the release of any information used in your submission, particularly which part, S, you believe should be withheld, along with the reason. Reasons might include that it is commercially sensitive or it is personal information. We will take into consideration any objections when responding to OIA requests. However, any decision the agencies make to withhold information can be reviewed by the Ombudsman, who may tell us to release it. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 14th of November 2022 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050, phone 09-320-4173, email info@aicoms.co.nz, website www.aicoms.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.